Kyiv's Olympic Stadium would normally have hosted club games and team training sessions, events open to everyone. But the potential target for Russian missiles has been closed since the invasion. The war in Ukraine has many faces. It is true, there is no let-up to the wholesale destruction and devastation in the east of the country. And across Ukraine, the threat of missiles and airstrikes hangs over every city. But even though it can feel jarring, Ukrainians describe life in places such as Kyiv as returning to almost normal. Businesses are reopening, people are back on the streets, no more roadblocks and checkpoints. If it wasn't for the near daily air raid warning sirens, you could be forgiven for forgetting about the war. Ukraine's World Cup qualifier with Scotland being played in Glasgow. For many here in Kyiv, a chance to do just that.
Oh, I think it makes the country positive, and it gives it takes their mind off what's happening. And you need positivity during a war, because I've been helping Ukraine for the last 2 months, the innocent civilians. When in Rome, do what the Romans do. I'm in Ukraine, so I support Ukraine.
Game night for Ukrainians, who for months have been cheering on their heroes on the battlefield, a chance to cheer for heroes on the football field.
Right now, there are not so many people because of the war. A lot of people are absent, and normally we would have had a lot of people because this is a big event.
It is important to feel at least some pieces of real life, that life is still here, not just war.
A reprieve from fighting, a reminder of what peacetime is like. But the war is still on, and this country is still under martial law. That means there is a nighttime curfew.
It's almost 11 p.m., and because of the curfew, bars and restaurants are going to be closing now, and the TVs are going to be turned off right around halftime. Ukraine supporters must go home, and they can't stay here.
Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.